If it's details of new recordings that you seek, wait no longer, because this month's show is full of them. Let's go! Less than 7 new recordings to feature this month, an all-time record for Organ First Radio, I'd say. And as 2 of them are compilations featuring a number of instruments, there's no time to lose. So let's get the show underway with a lively version by the Dutch organ superstar Dirk-Jan Ranzijn, seated at his Boehm organ, ready to set the pace with the Lambada. Well, he's been and gone and done it yet again with a superb mix of tracks on his latest CD titled My Dedication to You. And providing no less than 13 dedications, though not to individuals, but in general to everyone in his ever-increasing army of fans, That was the sound of the Boehm organ, played there by Dirk-Jan Ransign. The tune, of course, The Lambada. Now, anyone who's ever been to one of his concerts will know how Dirk really immerses himself in the music, especially if it's a lovely ballad or romantic film theme. One such theme I heard him perform at my organ club a couple of months back was The Last Snows of Spring, which comes from a 1973 Italian-English dubbed classic. In fact, the film started a genre of melodramatic films known as tearjerkers. Hank is at the ready then.
Thank you.
The last snows of spring, and not a dry eye in the house, which you can lay the blame on Dirk Jan Ransign. So there you are, two of the 13 tracks from his new CD titled My Dedication to You. Moving swiftly on, let's listen to a couple of tracks from the first compilation CD, this one by much-travelled West Country organist Trevor Bolshaw. A total of 9 organs, Compton, Wurlitzer, Robert Morton, Moller and Page, are dotted around 14 tracks on a release with the simple but truthful title of Reminiscences. As we don't have any Page or Moller organs in England, I've chosen a couple of contrasting tracks which I hope you'll enjoy. Firstly, a catchy little number played on a 14-rank Page organ, which was installed at the time of this recording in Walt Wynn's Audio Warehouse in Atlanta. The tune is called What Goes Up Must Come Down. Goes up, must come down. A change of instrument now to that of a Moller. The location, however, is the same city, that of Atlanta in Georgia, and the location is now the huge Fox Theatre. Trevor Bolshaw is joined on this track, recorded live in concert, by Ruth Duncan MacDonald at the grand piano. Here's part of a lengthy but delightful selection from the show, Roberta. Thank you. Part of a selection from Roberta, and that and the previous track were taken from the latest CD by Trevor Bolshaw. It's a nice selection of contrasting items, which begins with the stirring arrangement by Ronald Hanmer of The Oak and the Rose, and concludes with Slaughter on 10th Avenue. In between those items, there's Buffoon, Cavatina, Bond Street Rag, and The Rarely Heard Summer Skies by Leroy Anderson. As ever, full details are on the Organ First radio webpages. Now, this next CD, in all fairness, has been out for a few months, but I misplaced my copy, and so I've not been able to feature it until now. Adding another CD to an impressive catalogue of recordings is John Kyphin, who's produced one of his popular thematic releases with the title of Remember When, and it comprises of 42 sing-along tunes from yesteryear. You don't need to annoy your neighbours by rehearsing for the next round of Britain's Got Talent, but in any case, none of the tunes on this CD would stand a chance of being featured because they're far too melodic. A snappy little twosome. The Sun Has Got His Hat On, and before that, Good Morning, which everyone will recall comes from that wonderful film Singing in the Rain, where it was sung and danced by Gene Kelly and Debbie Reynolds, who, after shooting the sequence, was left with her feet bleeding. Years later, she's quoted as saying that Singing in the Rain and childbirth were the two hardest things I've ever had to do in my life. Anyway, if you like to have a good old sing-along around the house whilst doing the daily chores, then John Kyphin's CD titled Remember When will be right up your street. And good luck on Britain's Got Talent. Last month I ran out of time and so wasn't able to feature a second track from the new double CD release on the Jasmine label, featuring the first four LPs that organist Earl Grant made back in the 50s. So, from the CD, nothing but the versatile Earl Grant, here is the man himself in the company of an unnamed orchestra with a lovely tune by Errol Garner called Dreamy. Thank you. Nothing but the versatile Earl Grant admirably sums up that double CD, and that track was called Dreamy, on which he was in the company of Plas Johnson on tenor sax and an unnamed orchestra. 48 tracks in all, so too many to name, but as usual, the full details are on the web pages. Now, in the past 12 months, theatre organ fans who enjoy listening to historic recordings have been well catered for by Ken Meller, who distributes recordings from his vast collection of tapes made in the days when a professional portable reel-to-reel recorder had a weight in the order of £50 or more. Yet, if you wanted to capture the real sounds of a cinema organ in all its glory, with the quarter-inch reels of tape hairing past the tape heads at 15 inches a second, this is what the true enthusiast had to have. Believe me, because I had one of those monsters. Anyway, one of the many locations that Ken Meller and his friend Les Brompton visited was the Odeon Manchester, and some extracts from a 1967 concert by organist Doreen Chadwick, no stranger to that lovely Wurlitzer, have just been released on OK Rollum's CD titled Manchester Memories. Let's enjoy a short extract.
Thank you.
The theme from the film Black Orpheus, also known as A Day in the Life of a Fool, followed by the Sunrise Samba and ending with Doreen Chadwick's very own signature tune. So the title is Manchester Memories, and again, full details are on the comprehensive web pages. Some more extracts from another OK Rowland CD will be later in the show today. Last month I had a surprise phone call from organist Howard Beaumont, who was coming down to Cornwall for a few days' holiday along with his new wife Eileen. What a charming couple they are, and over a meal and some wine we had lots to talk about, and when it came to the organ scene, well, Howard and I go back a long way, so it turned out to be an often laughable trip down memory lane. And one of the names that came up was that of the great and sadly missed Gerry Allen. Well, let's remind ourselves of his wonderful no-nonsense style of playing with In the Cool, Cool, Cool of the Evening. In the Cool, Cool, Cool of the Evening, played there by Gerry Allen. During our time together, I suggested to Howard that he must be one of the very few organists today who's made commercial recordings on so many different organs over the years, especially during the 80s and 90s. A great many of those were released on the Birmingham-based Grosvenor label, and here's one from 1985, which was back in those times when organs had organ sounds on them, and not as today when it's very hard to tell one instrument from the next. This is the eminent B85, and the two tunes are Goodbye Sadness and Don't Ask Me Why. Thank you. Goodbye Sadness and Don't Ask Me Why. Howard Beaumont there, and the tracks were from a long-ago deleted cassette, which was titled Sounds New, and it featured the eminent B85 organ. Well, it's been many years since I'd seen Howard, and someone else I haven't seen since my days up in Manchester is Norman Scott. Anyway, one of the other new releases on the OK Rollam label features a number of recordings from Norman's own collection of recordings, which he's made at various theatre organ concerts around the country, places such as Kingston-on-Thames, Llandudno, Hull, Chester, Ossett and Birkenhead. And it's those two locations which I've chosen to feature in the show today. The first is the Compton Christie organ in the Town Hall at Ossett, on which Norman Scott is going to play Stormy Weather, and then the sound of a once famous Merseyside Compton organ that used to be in the Plaza Cinema in Birkenhead. And there Norman Scott is going to play I Like New York in June, How About You? But firstly, Stormy Weather.
Thank you.
Stormy Weather and I Like New York in June, How About You, both played there by Norman Scott on a new CD with the humorous title of Great Scott, It's Norman. Seven tracks in all, some of them long medleys, and all recorded live, as you heard there, at theatre organ concerts. The past couple of months have certainly turned out to be enjoyable ones for me because, apart from spending time with Howard Beaumont, I attended a concert for the Lanson Organ Club, who'd booked someone I first met back in the 80s at the Pontins Organ Festivals at Morecambe, and who, until recent times, I thought had given up playing the organ. Not so. Steve Hubbell released a couple of cassettes back in those festival days, but now he's back on the concert scene and has just produced his first CD. Now, his cassettes, in my opinion, were always good, and I still have them to this day. But gone are his Versi, Technics and other instruments, and in their place is his MIDI keyboard system. Appropriately, the CD is titled The Second Time Around, and if any club secretaries out there are looking for a new name with a lot of personality, then Steve Hubbell won't disappoint your members. That I promise. The Second Time Around, a title track from Steve Hubbell's new CD. Now, before we sign off with another track from this super release, in last month's show I promised you I'd be doing something very special this month in celebration of the Queen's Diamond Jubilee celebrations. Well, I got to thinking that there was a huge amount of theatre and electronic organ music that would fit perfectly into a special celebratory programme. And so, this month, there's not one, but two editions of Organ First Radio, the one you're hearing right now and the one which I've titled Music for a Diamond Jubilee. This month's Organ First Radio therefore gives you 2 hours of the brightest and best internet organ music. Back now for the closing item from Steve Hubble, and one of my favourite items that he included in his organ concert programme is this one, which opens his CD, the Barbra Streisand Concert Overture.
Thank you.
Barbara Streisand Overture. There we are, a thrilling end to this month's show, courtesy of Steve Hubble. Full details of his CD are, of course, on our web pages. Now, don't forget, you can hear the additional show, Music for a Diamond Jubilee, throughout the month. Also, I've posted two videos on YouTube, so you can hear the music as well as enjoy a lot of very interesting and historic pictures to go with them. So, from the Organ First Radio team, this is Alan Ashton signing off as usual. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.